It's 58 degrees in Nashville. A sunny morning. Should be a sunny day. A sunny several days in Middle Tennessee. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. A third lawsuit challenging the state's new congressional map has been filed. This one is from the American Civil Liberties Union of Tennessee. Last week, lawmakers passed a map that broke up District 9, which has for decades been the majority black district encompassing Memphis. The area is split into three new majority white, reliably red districts. The latest legal challenge was filed on behalf of several Memphis voters, as well as the Black Clergy Collaborative of Memphis and other civil rights groups. The ACLU argues that the changed map is intentionally discriminating against black voters. The new U.S. Supreme Court decision that spurred the special session to redistrict says that racial gerrymandering is illegal only when it is intentionally racist. Meanwhile, the state's Democratic Party and the NAACP have also filed lawsuits, and there is some more action in one of those. Attorneys for the state are claiming immunity in the legal challenge brought by the NAACP. The state's chapter of the Civil Rights Organization filed an emergency petition in Davidson County Chancery Court hours after the maps were approved by Tennessee's Republican supermajority last week. The group says the stated purpose in Governor Billy's call for the special session did not include the repeal of a law that banned mid-decade redistricting, and that makes the new districts illegal, according to their argument. The state, though, refutes that claim. It also says the group has failed to show imminent harm. Yesterday, the Tennessee Supreme Court named the three-judge panel that will hear this case. A scheduling conference is set for noon today. Growing up in central Appalachia in the 1950s, Ron Flannery saw railroad workers as larger-than-life figures, especially the men who operated the Louisville and Nashville Railroad's M1s, or Big Emmas, the company's last steam locomotives.
These guys within their community were somebody. You know, you knew that these guys, you know, he's an engineer for the LM. You know, youngsters like me looked up to these guys like, wow, you know, I can't imagine doing a job like that. I'd love to do that.
L&N scrapped its M1 fleet nearly 70 years ago, and none survived. Flannery published a book in tribute to the powerful engines in 2024 called Big Emma, which railroad workers affectionately called the engines. One of his co-authors and longtime L&N employee, Charlie Kastner, died last month at the age of 97. We'll have a story that goes into more detail about this topic a little bit later this hour. But to learn more about their work and see pictures of the Big Emma and hear the sound of its whistle, you can go to weku.org. And this is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News. And you'll find more local news anytime at WPLN.org.